Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I'm thinking back to when I was walking through my own dark night of the soul. It's almost like, well, it was like I had to stand up and tell my soul what was true. I mean, my whole face would numb from this wretched Lyme disease, and that enemy was like, where's your God now? And I was a young mom. I didn't know where God was. It was like he lost my address, but something shifted inside my soul when I started to speak to my soul rather than let my soul speak to me. And you keep walking, and there's a day when the dark night of the soul does end, and you're so glad you stayed rooted on the truth even when it didn't feel true. Has that been your experience as well?
It sure has. And in fact, what you said, Sue, is so true throughout the Bible. You know, why so downcast, oh my soul? Mm. That's right. The psalmist talking to himself. It's inspired scripture, right? Put your hope in God. And even many times, bless the Lord, oh my soul. That's self-talk. I will bless the Lord in spite of what I feel, in spite of what I'm going through. And I think you're right. And, you know, when you get on the other side of it, as you know, Susie, you look back and you realize grace was being poured out that you didn't recognize at the time. And I often say that the worst of times are really the best of times. They just don't always feel like it at the time, you know. It's during those difficulties that we are sinking our roots and we're learning new disciplines that the easy seasons of life don't teach us.
Say that again. The worst of times
are often the best of times. They just don't feel like it at the time.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I got to write that down. But I'm on live radio, so somebody's going to have to write that down and send it to me. That is so good. But, Daniel, thinking about the second longing of the soul. So the first one is, who is God? And the second one, who am I? From your own life, I mean, the enemy goes for our identity at every turn. How did you kind of move from a place of maybe wondering and vacillating to sending your roots down deeper and settling this in a core level for you, spiritually speaking?
Yeah, that's, again, another great question. And for me, you know, as I've already said, that, you know, a proper self-image is seeing ourselves as God sees us, no more and no less. Mm-hmm. And it was Lily Tomlin, the great theologian, that's a joke, obviously, but who said, I always wanted to be someone, I just should have been more specific, right?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us feel that way about our Christian life. I want to be someone, but man, how can I get specific? And so others have come up with this list, Neil Anderson and others, but there's a list of what the Bible says to be true about us. And I just meditate on that list over and over again and identified, again, some of those truths about myself that so clearly, I think, intersected with my typical struggles in life. And out of that, I wrote a personal identity statement that, again, I literally quote every day because, again, I need to realize that in the negative and positive experiences of life, I can lose real perspective. And I always say that discouragement is a temporary loss of perspective. And when we get discouraged about ourselves, we need new perspective. And so my identity statement is pretty simple, and I got it memorized, but it says, I'm Daniel D. Henderson, and a new creature in Jesus Christ, completely loved, fully accepted, totally empowered child of the most living, most high, most holy God, and I've been created by his amazing grace for a life full of good works and God's glory through Christ my Lord. So, and literally, in days when I'm feeling insecure, or, you know, comparison can leave us feeling a little bit inferior, that truth always brings me back to the reality of what God says about me, not what the world tells me, not what my own subjective thoughts tell me, but what really is true.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.